Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's program, we recap the recent signing of a technical cooperation agreement between the Jamaica Athletics Administration Association and the Tottori Athletic Association of Japan. I'm Vaughn Davis. Welcome to Sports Spotlight. In the world of track and field athletics, Brand Jamaica is one of the most revered and sought after, based on the country's history of dominance in the sport. It's no wonder then that Japan, seeking to build its own reputation in track and field, has sought out an alliance with Jamaica. This to facilitate the sharing of knowledge and best practices for the benefit of athletes, administrators, and coaches. The alliance was formalized on May 5 with the signing of a friendship exchange agreement. The contract was inked by President of the Jamaica Athletics Administrative Association, J3A's Dr. Warren Blake, and Chairman of the Tottori Athletic Association, TAA, from Japan, Shinichi Hamasaki.
This friendship exchange agreement shows the ability of sports to transcend not only national borders, different cultures and politics, to truly unite nations and people in a way that only sports can. And we look forward to the improvement in the athletic progress of both the city of Tottori and the people of Japan, and also the people of Jamaica.
President of the J3A is Dr. Warren Blake. Dr. Blake says Jamaica's relationship with the TAA goes back all the way to 2007, when it facilitated the staging of a training camp for Jamaican athletes in the Tottori Prefecture ahead of the 2007 World Athletics Championships in Osaka, Japan. The TAA also facilitated training camps for Jamaica ahead of the 2008 Beijing Olympics in China and the 2015 World Athletics Championships, also held in Beijing.
The city of Tottori knows how to host people, and our athletes, managers, coaches, and everyone were pleased with the treatment they got. Tottori proved to be indeed a home away from home for the Jamaicans in Japan.
Speaking via translator, Chairman of the Tottori Athletic Association, Shinichi Hamasaki, says both countries have a lot to learn from each other, and the people of Tottori are looking forward to more opportunities to learn and develop their track and field programs.
We are planning to invite Jamaican coaches to Tottori Prefecture to have track and field classes once again in Tottori this August. We, the people in Tottori Prefecture, hoping to have a training camp for Jamaican national team for Tokyo Olympic and Paralympic in 2020. We are hoping that the success of the Jamaican national team this year, Rio Olympic. Thank you very much.
Sports Minister Olivia Grange is lauding the partnership, noting that it will further strengthen the bilateral and social relationship between Jamaica and Japan.
I'm even more pleased that the J3s have seen it fit to reciprocate and formalize the agreement with Tottori, further strengthening the bonds of friendship and cooperation.
She adds that Japan has been a strong friend to Jamaica in the area of sport, having rendered assistance in both cash and kind in recent years.
I also want to acknowledge the kind donation of the Shitamachi bobsleigh to the Jamaican national team by a group of small independent factories in Tokyo's Ota Ward for its use in the upcoming Winter Olympics in South Korea in 2018. I'll also acknowledge the grant of $90,000 received towards the construction of a gymnasium to be used primarily for the development of artistic gymnastics.
Ms. Grange says both groups have demonstrated strong vision by partnering in this fashion. She encourages the athletes and coaches on both sides to make the best of the opportunities generated under the partnership and to ensure they do their part to increase the value of Brand Jamaica. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis, studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.